God bless you. Hallelujah. And it's just great to see all of you. Aren't you glad you know Jesus? Are you really glad you know Jesus? I don't know about you, but I am. And I honor my wife. I miss her. But as I was saying, and I'm going to try and not be morbid about this, I really don't fear dying. Maybe it's because I've been with my mother, and then, of course, I was with my wife completely until the very end. And you know what? To be absent here is to be present with the Lord. And I just want to say that it's great to know that if I don't make it through this day, don't weep for me. Just rejoice. Hallelujah. Because if I'm not here, I'll be in the presence of the Lord. Because there's power in His name. We love the Lord. Thank you so very much for all you do for missions. Thank you so much, not just global missions. Thank you for giving to North American missions, especially through Christmas for Christ and your monthly offerings. Thank you for giving to children's ministry, Save Our Children, and other offerings. Thank you for giving to Move the Mission, the youth ministry. Your church was number one out of nearly 5,000 churches in the offering you gave to youth ministries. And these days, we probably bought two or three vehicles, and that's because of the youth ministry offering. Thank you so very much. It definitely moves the gospel around the world. Thank you so very much for everything you do. And I'm grateful because your monthly commitment, the average monthly commitment, and everything is over $26,000 a month, folks. That's what you are doing for all of these different projects. Last year, you gave $754,341 to go outside of this church to help others. Thank you for being a church that serves. And on behalf of the organization, I say thank you on behalf of all the leadership. By the way, we love DJ Hill. Hallelujah. And I love him so very much. He's in the office. I probably see him outside of the office more than I see him there because I travel all the time. But it's you are just so represented so well. May God bless you. Thank you so much for $153,375.90 that you gave just to Global Missions last year. And on behalf of 1,200 missionaries, would you like to see what's going on? Would you like to see what's going on? Well, let's put it up there on the screen so you can see. This is what you have helped us do. There are 28,800 plus ministers, 37,800 plus churches and preaching points, 4.5 million constituents around the world. Somebody give your neighbor a high five and say, that's what we're doing together. Next slide. I thank God that last year, in the midst of difficult circumstances, we baptized nearly 109,000 people in the name of Jesus. We had nearly 108,000 filled with the Holy Ghost. We are now preaching in 233 countries and territories because we just opened my yoke in Africa. Come on, folks. There's only 210 nations in the world. We are preaching in 199 of those. We only lack 11 countries. Hallelujah, to have a church in every nation. Now, that does not mean we have reached them all. We still have a lot to do. We still need missionaries. But I thank God for that. Thank you. In the last 21 years, we have opened up over 85 nations and territories around the world. Can you give God praise? Next slide. I thank God that we have 1,235 appointed missionaries of those categories. And I also want to say thank God for training that is so important. And you see on the next slide, we have Bible schools, and we have 484 Bible schools, 478 seminars, a title of nearly 1,000 with over 51,000 students that studied last year in the different programs. I think we ought to stand and give God praise for that right now. I said, I think we ought to stand and give God praise for that. That's what we have done together. That's what we have done together. Amen. 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 Well, you may be seated. In Madagascar, just received a report. They had 54 men to graduate and 28 wives that graduated. Many of them, in order to graduate, have to go start a church, go preach revivals. They don't just do the classwork. They do work. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that great church in Madagascar. In Thailand, we just had a student graduate last month. They do monthly graduations, and he went to a place called Udon near the border of Laos. Ubon. Hallelujah. And we have a new superintendent there in Vanuatu. We are at capacity in our Bible training program in Vanuatu. And also they just finished completely a program of Sunday school literature for the country churches in the country of Vanuatu. Tonga. Y'all know what happened in Tonga. There was a volcano that erupted. There was a tsunami. We have churches on several of those islands. And I'm glad to tell you that Brother Vi, on the main island, if you would show the pictures, this is some of the destruction that took place. Brother Vi, who is the leader of the church, was able to go. In fact, he's probably going right now. We've sent thousands of dollars to help, but money doesn't help right now. They need money. They need food. He took a 10-hour boat trip to one island to help our church there that was destroyed. And here you can see the way it looks. I thank God for a church that loves each other. Thank you for giving to Compassion Services International that helps us reach these areas. Can you say praise God? Also, I thank the Lord because in Cambodia, we just had a group go over there. They arrived on January the 13th. He says, my days are rolling into one. Four received the Holy Ghost and five have been baptized. I've received a phone call from a pastor. I'm meeting with another group tomorrow. Most of those are pastors who have seen the Acts 2:38 message and they received the revelation. The amazing thing happened. God is filling them with the Holy Ghost. What happens when you get the Holy Ghost? You get joy, you get peace, but the initial sign is you speak in other tongues. I said the initial sign is that you speak in other tongues. Let's look at it. Hallelujah. There she is, one of them, receiving the baptism. Come on, somebody ought to stand with her and rejoice as God fills her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And as we remain standing in Namibia, last month, 9 people received the Holy Ghost, 10 baptized. In Spain, Europe is difficult. But you know what? God specializes in difficulties. In Spain last year, 826 were filled with the Holy Ghost and 888 baptized in Jesus' name. And you know what? I feel the power here this morning. Or this afternoon. It's afternoon. 9 minutes after 12. So you can tell how long I preach. Jacob, it's good to see you. How you doing, bud? Where's Kyrie? Is he here? There. Hey, Kyrie, how you doing, man? Good to see you. These two guys were with me on our trip to El Salvador. Costa Rica. I can't remember where I was. Where was I last week? I don't even remember. Hallelujah. You know, God has been good to me. I've been able to visit 180 countries. Can I be honest with you? Hallelujah. I'm tired of traveling. I'm tired of meetings. And I just want you to know they sing that song. How many of you remember that song? There's going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. How many of you remember that chorus? How many of you don't remember it? Raise your hand. You bunch of young whippersnappers. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, when it comes to meetings, when I go to heaven, if there's going to be a meeting, I'm going to ask God to let me come after the meeting. I have 4 days of meetings I'm going into. Hallelujah. But I thank God. Don't you love Jesus? Amen. Hermano Reyes, que bueno es verle, hermano. Hallelujah. Hermanos de Centroamérica. ¿Hay alguien más aquí que puede hablar español? Levante la mano. Bueno, ¿dónde están los que pueden hablar el idioma de Los Ángeles? Levante la mano. ¿Cuánto dicen gloria a Dios? Amen. I don't know what the rest of you are going to do when you go to heaven. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to talk to the angels because we say the angels speak Spanish. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Would you help me preach for a few moments? I apologize. My voice is not really good, but I'll do the best I can. Hallelujah. Would you help me preach? Would you help me preach? If I say something good, say amen. If I say something you don't like, say my Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. From the beginning of time, We know that when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the Bible says that Adam tried to cover his sin, and they sewed fig leaves together and tried to cover themselves. However, when God came into the garden, the Bible says that it wasn't able to cover it, and the Bible says that it was necessary to slay an animal, and it was necessary to shed blood in order to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve. That began what we know as the story of redemption, the need to shed blood and the need to cover our sin. And I want you to know that throughout the Old Testament, we find what is called types and shadows, that we see about how that animals were sacrificed and there was the need to shed blood in order to cover our sin. And still today, there is a need not to shed more blood, but to at least to apply the blood to our lives. Can you say amen? And I want to talk a little bit about the blood this afternoon. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. If you don't have your Bible, just look at the screen. It will be on the screen. And the Bible says like this, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." I've come today to preach to you. I don't know how long I'll preach. I probably will preach a little different than I did in the first service, but it's the same message or same idea. But I want you to know we need the blood on our houses. I said you need the blood on your houses. Tomorrow, when you send your children to study, when you go to work, we need the blood upon us as we go, because it's not in our willpower, it's not in our knowledge, it's not in our intellect, but we need the power of that blood upon our houses. Can you say amen? Now, the scripture that we have read today talks about them applying the blood upon their house. The Bible says that this was the 10th plague that was coming over the land of Egypt. And there had been other plagues that had taken place. And when those plagues had taken place, I want you to know there was a supernatural protection that was upon the children of Israel. Did you hear me? A supernatural protection. I don't know about you, but when I get on the plane in a couple of hours to fly to go back to St. Louis, I want you to know I need the blood to cover me. Tomorrow, as I go into the meetings and give an orientation to a new pastoral board member who is coming from Canada, I need the power of the blood. I've come to tell you today, I can't preach without the power of the blood. Come on, Atlanta West Pentecostal Church, we can't make it without the power of the blood. Now, I want to congratulate you. What a beautiful platform. The lights are even changing color. Isn't that great? And they do a great job of not showing how shiny my head is. The building is beautiful. The music is great. But I've got news for you. We will not reach Atlanta with the music program alone. We will not reach Atlanta with our intellect alone. But we will reach it with the power of the blood. I said we will reach it with the supernatural power of the blood. Can I get a witness from somebody? The Bible says that when the other plagues came, there was the plague of the boils, and the boils were all over everything. When they took the ashes and threw them up in the air, there were boils on all of the animals and the Egyptians, but on the Israelites, there were no boils. The Bible tells us that when the hail began to fall and there was even fire and there was thunder and lightning that took place, I want you to know in the land of Goshen, it did not happen there because there's the power of the blood. But what kind of a blood was it? The Bible says that that night they took the blood and they put it on the doorpost. They took a lamb that was without spot or without blemish and they killed it. And then they sat down to eat the lamb. Do y'all like lamb? Have any of you never eaten lamb? Raise your hand if you haven't. How many of you have eaten lamb? I love lamb. The best lamb in the world that I've eaten is New Zealand and Australia. It is so good. And I am hungry right now. Let's all stand and dismiss. I'm going to eat. No, I'm teasing. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, lamb. And they took the lamb and they killed the lamb and they ate the lamb. But you know what? A lamb's a pretty big animal just for one family. And the Bible says in the houses where there was a lamb, hallelujah, they were to partake of the lamb, but also invite others. That's the reason you're here with us today. If you're visiting with us, we've come to tell you, come to the table. My wife was a great gourmet cook. And when it was time to eat, she would always say, let's eat. We had a parrot in the house. They would say, let's eat. That parrot also called the cat. Hallelujah. Misha, Misha, Misha. That's how you call a cat in Spanish. Everybody say, Misha, Misha, Misha. That's how you call a cat. Don't say kitty, kitty, kitty. They don't understand that, at least in Latin America. Hallelujah. But that bird would say, come eat. It's time to eat. You know what? I've come to tell you today. Come eat. Come eat. We've got enough lamb for you. I said we've got enough lamb for you. If you need encouragement, we've got enough lamb for you. If you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we've got enough lamb for you. Somebody may be discouraged here today. Somebody may be struggling. Sister Joy, it's so good to see you. I wish I could tell you I was never depressed, but the worst depression I've gone through is after Diane passed away. And I know maybe you're not having it, and I pray you don't, but I have it bad. I won't tell you some of the things that I went through, but it was difficult. But you know what? Let me tell you, girl, hallelujah, you'll never get over it, but you will get through it in the name of Jesus. Because there's power in the blood. And you'll never forget what he looks like, because just look right beside you. Hallelujah. No, really, folks, we've got to have the power of the blood. I said you've got, I feel right now in the name of Jesus that I'm ministering to somebody here in this service right now, and you're discouraged and you're depressed. Come on, it's not a sin to need help. It's not bad to get weak and need some help. If you need help today, I said, if you need help today, there's power in the blood. I pray right now for every person. I pray for every individual that's here right now in the name of Jesus. If you feel led, would you lay your hand on somebody near you? And would you pray for them? You don't know what they're going through. Would you pray for them right now in the name of Jesus? God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of 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 Jesus. You know what you need to do right now? You need to worship him. You don't feel like it? Worship him anyway. Come on, let the power of that blood touch you right now. Go ahead, begin to speak in other tongues. If you haven't spoken in tongues for a while, come on, begin to praise him. As we say in Spanish, con ganas. That means do it like you really feel it. Because there's power in the blood. I said there's power in the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Alama karyanda la bashata la bakaryanda la bahaya. Arianda la bakaryanda la bahariata la bahaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Worship him right now. Worship the Lord right now with all of your heart in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. Somebody needs to praise God. Don't sit there and not do anything. Do something. I say, do something. Close your eyes, clap your hands, or at least say, God, I love you. I worship you, Lord. That's it. Just keep on worshiping him for a moment right now. We love you, Jesus. 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 Arianda la mosha talaba karianda la bahaya. God, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you. God bless you. You may be seated. I want you to know the Bible says that that night they put the blood on the house. The death angel passed over. Come on, folks. The death angel passed over. We are not exempt from the things in the world. I said we are not exempt from what's going on around us. And there are times that we can feel like we can't make it. I hope I'm not moving too much. Those of you that are online, God bless you. It's so good to see you. May the Lord richly bless you. And I'll try to stay in the light so you can see me. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, you know what? I thank God that God has given us strength. And we're not exempt from what goes on. I said, we're not exempt, and the death angel passed over. I feel in the name of Jesus to preach. We are in the world. We're facing things like the rest of the world does, and the death angel is coming over. But you know what? Hallelujah. There are some houses where there's crying out, oh, what's going on? I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what's taking place. And it would be easy for us to do the same thing. But you know what? Hallelujah. We've got the blood applied to our house. I said we've got the blood applied to our house. Brother Reyes, they applied the blood of that lamb. Everybody say that lamb. Everybody say that blood. And they applied it. And when the Egyptians were weeping and crying, what were the Israelites doing? No. What were the Israelites doing? No, they weren't sitting there like a mule looking at a gate, like Brother Kraft used to say. Hallelujah. Is that what it is? The mule looking at a new gate. That's right. I always just say a gate. It's a new gate. Whatever that means. Hallelujah. Because I'm not a farmer. Hallelujah. Like a mule. You know, it's kind of like some people come to church. I literally almost fell. Hallelujah. That wasn't an act. Praise God. So keep your eyes open. You know, but people come to church and you kind of wonder, what wagon did they fall off of? Apparently hit their head when they fell, because they sit there and they don't do anything. You know what? Yeah, you're breathing. Hallelujah. I could feel it. I didn't get too close. Praise God. You know, we've got a reason to praise God. You could be over in whatever funeral home and they're getting ready to prepare your body. But you know what? You're here today. You've got a reason to praise God. You've got a reason to, come on. There she goes running. And she's not running to the bathroom. Hallelujah. She's running to worship God. What about the rest of you? Hallelujah. The Israelites were praising God. You may be seated. Because you know what happened? They put that blood from that lamb on the doorpost of their house. And they were delivered. I said they were delivered. You know what? When the boils were on everything, they were delivered because of what? That blood. From that lamb. And it hadn't even been applied yet. Have you ever wondered why God took care of you before you were even saved? Have you ever wondered about that wreck you had before you were even in the church and God miraculously protected you? And the Bible says the Israelites were protected, because I want you to know, when the blood is applied, it is retroactive. I said it's retroactive. It means it was working even before it was applied. I believe that with all of my heart. God knows what you were going through, and they did it. And what was that blood from that lamb? In the scripture that I've read, it says, and the blood shall be to you for a what? A token. A token is just simply a representation. When you go to play a game at the game store or whatever, they give you tokens. It's not a real quarter or a real dollar or a real nickel or a real dime. It just looks like it, but it's not the real thing. And if they could do all of that with a token, I said if they could go through the desert and their shoes not wear out for 40 years, if a manna could fall out of heaven and they eat it every morning and God take care of them, if the bacteria that was on their clothes from Egypt could not cause sickness and they did it with a what? I can't hear you. With a what? With a token. It wasn't the real thing. Because you know what? What have we got? I said, what have we got? We have the real thing. I said, we have the real thing. Because the Bible tells us, hallelujah, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth the purifying of the flesh, how much more? How much more shall the blood of Christ? And you tell me we're not going to have revival. You tell me I can't be victorious. I tell you, if they could do it with the token, we've got the real thing. I said, we've got the real thing. God, I thank you for your blood. I said, I thank you for your blood, God. I thank you for the examples that were given in the Old Testament. But Jesus, you shed your blood for me, and I've got power in the name of Jesus. Would you raise your hands and thank God for it? Would you raise your hands and thank God for it right now? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you, Jesus. 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 I worship you, God. I adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The Bible says he shed his blood in four places. The first place was in Gethsemane when he prayed. And I want you to know blood came out of his body because he was praying. Don't you underestimate prayer in the name of Jesus. I said, don't you underestimate prayer. Come on, and when you begin to pray, don't be thinking about how it's not going to happen. You begin to envision it in the name of Jesus. My mama was married 5 times. My mother cussed like a sailor. My mother smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Hallelujah. My mama was something else. But she loved me. But you know what? I thank God that there's the power of the blood. I said, I thank God there is power in the blood. I thank God for the prayers that I prayed for my mom. And I would pray for her, and the enemy would show me her cussing and her doing all the stuff she did, going out on Saturday night partying. And she was married 5 times. That's what the devil showed me. But I kept on praying and I kept on believing. And you know what? I baptized my mama. You know what? Before she died of lung cancer, God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Because if they could do it with a token, I said, if they could do it with a token, I said, if they could do it with a token, we can make it in the name of Jesus. I don't know why I feel this, but I do feel it in the Holy Ghost. I'm preaching to somebody here, and the enemy has been beating you over the head. The enemy has been telling you it can't happen. But in the name of Jesus, I come with a message of encouragement right now. I come with a message telling you that if they could do it with a token. God, I love you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship him right now. Let's worship him right now. I wish I had time to tell you all the miracles I've seen. When the terrorists came into the convention looking for us and they couldn't see us. And I was on the platform with the spotlights on me just like this. Can you see me? Can y'all see me? Here I be. Hallelujah. I said, here I am. Excuse me in correct English. Hallelujah. And they couldn't see me. You know why? Because there's power in the blood and we've got the real thing. Remember my testimony about the car flying over the rocks? Y'all remember that testimony? I'm not telling it again. I've told it every time I've been here. Hallelujah. But if you were in the car that flew over the rocks, you'd tell it every time too. Hallelujah. We flew over the rocks, and the terrorists probably swallowed their cigarette, ashes, butt, and fire and all. Hallelujah. Because you know what? There's power in the blood. I've come to tell somebody today, you need to ball your fist up right now and say, devil, you've been attacking me, but I've got news for you, fella. I've got news for you, fella. If they could do it with a token, if they could do it with a token, I said, if they could do it with a token, you need to say, I have the real thing. I can't hear you. I have the real thing. One, two, three. Oh, come on. Y'all can do better than that. My hearing aids work better than that. One, two, three. Then what are you doing sitting there looking at me like a mule looking at a new gate? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. You're going to be victorious in the name of the Lord. God is on your side. God is for you. God is not against you. God is not standing here with a sledgehammer ready to beat you over the head. He's here with his hand extended saying, come unto me. I'll give you strength and we'll make it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands and thank God for it. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 God, in the name of Jesus. Enough of all the junk we've gone through. Forget it. Let's get moving on in the name of Jesus. Halabaka, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Atlanta West right now, God. Yes, I remember the services we had to accommodate the people, and we grew to 1,700 members in the church. And we only had a building that would seat 500. Hallelujah. And we started 20 daughter works. You know why? Because if they could do it with a token. I said, if they could do it with a token, we're going to make it in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. The second place that the blood was shed was when the crown of thorns was placed upon his head. And they were delivered from those situations. God has sent me here to tell you, you're going to be delivered from that thorny situation. Now, those of you who are here in the first service know, you're probably saying, what notes are you preaching from? I'm not preaching from them. Hallelujah. I'm preaching by the power of the Holy Ghost I feel right now. And if it's all unorganized, God bless you. Hallelujah. But I feel right now that some people feel like you're in a thorn patch. You feel like you're in a thorn patch. Joy, I know what it's like. Dare I be honest with you? Dare I be honest with you? The first time I looked at the pictures we took of the funeral, I sat there that night. I'm going to be transparent, okay? And I thought about going upstairs and finding the pill bottle. Brother Howell. Brother Howell. You don't know what it's like if you haven't been where I've been. I didn't, of course, and I thank God for it. Because you know what? At that moment, God said, I'll get you through it, son. I'll get you through it. But there's somebody here right now I'm preaching to, and you think of doing something drastic. I feel this. This was not my message in the first service, but I feel it right now. You're thinking about crazy stuff. I take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. You're thinking about throwing in the towel on your marriage. You're thinking about throwing in the towel on serving God. God sent me here to tell you He allowed the crown of thorns to be placed upon His head to give you victory. Let's raise our hands and pray for everybody that's here right now. We love you, Jesus. 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 Arianda la mosha talaba harianda la bahaya. Ala maria satalaba karianda la bahaya. Remain standing. The third place was the stripes that were laid upon his back. The fourth place was Calvary. But God's telling me right now in the name of Jesus to make an altar call. There's somebody that needs to come to this altar right now and say, God, you know, you've allowed Brother Hal to come here and you've allowed him to speak. Whatever, we music, no music, whatever, I don't care. But I just care about you that are going through a difficult situation. And don't you be so proud that you stand there and say, I can't do that because people will know what's going on. Did you hear what I just told you? And I'm an official of the church. I'm supposed to have it all together. Folks, we all don't have it all together. None of us do. But if they could do it with a token, we can do it with a real thing. God, in the name of Jesus right now, I open this altar. I don't know who it is, God. It may just be one person, but it's worth this entire service for that one person. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, touch and anoint. God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for this young man right now. I have no idea who he is. I know nothing at all. And the rest of you, don't try to figure out who he is. You need to just pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, touch him right now, Lord. Bless him. The devil has lied to you, son. I said the devil has lied to you. You're going to make it. I said you're going to make it. Because if they could do it with a token, you can do it with the real thing. I want us to minister in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, don't do our memorized thing. Would you be led of the Holy Ghost right now? Would you go to somebody if you feel it? If you don't do it. But if you feel led, would you go to somebody? And would you pray for them right now in the name of Jesus?